42. To first and last one. Worthy of praise is Christ our Redeemer. Worthy of glory, honor, and power. Worthy of all hearts, souls, and adoration. Worthy our love. Worthy our love. Wonderful story of love, held to me again. Wonderful story of love, when the immortals reign, angels with rapture announce it, shepherds with wonder receive.
No, Brother Bob, a little hesitant about saying what Gilbert said, so he's right. I got a call from my niece yesterday, and she was telling me, I hadn't thought of it like that. She said, you know, my uncle died, you're the last one left. He lives in Alabama, 81, and see, I got him by 2 years. And she said, you're the only one left. I was the only one, I hadn't thought of it like that. So yeah, I am old, child. let us pray. Father in heaven, we indeed thankful unto you for the opportunity that we have at this time to come together to conduct this service unto you. Pray that each one that attended for none other purpose than to worship you in spirit and in truth, and the message which that will be presented today, we will listen to it and apply it to our lives, helping us to be servants of yours. Those that are here that have not yet made a commitment, may something be said at that time that they might decide to make a commitment and come to you. At this time, Father, we want to be mindful of the virus that we have going on. We pray, Father, that you would be with the ones in the medical field trying to get a vaccine that will be able to treat it. And we hear over the news how it is regularly spreading. And may we all be watchful, and none of us here will wind up and get it. May we watch ourselves, or how we conduct our lives, and make sure we do not get in gathering whereby we'll be exposed to it. May your blessing at this time be upon the ones that are mentioned here that are sick. Quite a few were mentioned this morning. May be mindful of their condition. Those that can get treatment from the doctor, may they be able to give them their treatment that will rectify their problem, and they can be restored back to their health. May we continue to pray for them and be supportive of them and their illness. And we know that that will be a source of encouragement for them. Father, we're so thankful that we have your Son, Jesus Christ, that we can come to, and through him and let's pray for the problem that we have here on the earth. We realize living here on the earth that we're going to have these conditions. So we just deal with them, and we just pray that you will be able to deal with them and make it comfortable for us that we might be able to get through. And Father, at this time, may your blessing continue to be with those that are unable to be with us, and those that could come. Maybe they want to think about the things and try to come in and be able to be with us. And we have a pretty good system that's set up here, and may we be able to encourage them to do so. May we continue to be with you in this service and being able to do everything that will be pleasing to you. And again, may we listen to Brother Gilbert as he brings us the message this morning. This we do pray in Jesus' name, and amen.
Oh. cross at Calvary by taking up the Lord's Supper. We have before us the bread, which represents his body, and the fruit of the vine, which represents the cup. At this time, let's give thanks for the bread. Our kind and gracious Heavenly Father who art in heaven, we humbly bow for you this morning, Father, thanking you so much for your Son Jesus, who walked this earth and died on the cross at Calvary. Father, we pray that as we take up this bread, Father, that we will do so in a way that is pleasing, honor, and remembrance of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen. At this time, if you would take out your baggie and take. Let us give thanks for the fruit of the vine. O kind and merciful Father, we're so grateful and so thankful for this first day of the week. We're honored and thankful that we have this privilege to partake of the fruit of the vine. For it is in Jesus' name we give you all praise, honor, and glory. Amen.
Amen.
Invitation after the lesson this morning will be 192. 192. And then before the lesson in our scripture reading, it's request up to 8. Stand if you sing the song. We'll sing last verse again. All day long, oh Jesus, I am singing. Be my song, let your word ever be.
I'll be reading this morning from Daniel, verse 3. Excuse me, you're right. I can't read. From Daniel, chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. I'll be reading from the New King James Version. That's Daniel, chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. It reads, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. And now we'll have our lesson by Brother Gilbert Baldwin.
Good morning. Good to see everybody.
Good to be in the Lord's house one more time. Certainly, we thank God for blessing us, giving us health and strength, be able to be here today for this service. As you may know, our brother Skippy and Sister Carolyn are away, taking the granddaughter back home. Let's keep them in prayer as they travel. They'll be coming back tomorrow. God has been absolutely fabulous to each of us in so many, many ways. I'm talking about the God who sits high, he looks low, his ears are not so heavy that he cannot hear our feeble cry. He's been better to us than we've been even to ourselves. Amen. Well, today, if you are a guest, if you are visiting with us, we say welcome. We enjoy having visitors here with us. We always did like visitors here at Cross Street. And we hope your visit today is going to be uplifting and rewarding for you. And if you are visiting and you're not a member of the Lord's Church, well, this could be the beginning of a very beautiful relationship between you and the Lord's Church. For certainly we believe this is the Lord's Church because it is rooted and grounded in the Scripture, rooted and grounded in what the Bible has taught concerning the Church of Christ. You know, there's so many different things going on in the world today. Everything has changed from the way it was last year this time. You know, and it may be getting you down. It could. You know, there could be some storms blowing and raging in your lives, but God will see you through. One of my favorite songs is that God will take care of you. David said, I was young, but now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed begging bread. Psalms 37, verse 25. Our hearts are going out today to those who are ill. Certainly, we want to keep all of our members in prayer. You know, and you may be here today not feeling 100%. But you know, God is still God. We've got to serve him and praise him when we are feeling well and when we are not feeling so well. I see some members back today who haven't been here in a while for different reasons. We're glad to have you back in our midst today. I hope you brought your Bibles with you today. You know, as I went through this past week working on this lesson here, kept running into obstacles, kept running into problems. People needed rides here and there, and I had to go do this and that, but God was always ahead of me working things out. So it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. That's why I came up with the subject. I say, God is able. You know, I'm going to share this with you. There's nothing wrong with shedding a few tears. God is working with you. Sometimes you have to shed some tears. Jesus had to pause and weep for his loved ones. And I know if Jesus wept, there are going to be some weeping days in our lives too. John 11, 35 tells us that Jesus wept. You know, you may not be weeping now, but weeping will come. Weeping may not endure. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Psalms 30, verse number 5. You got to stay with God. He will turn this thing around. He'll turn your sorrow into joy. We must trust in God. Turn with me, if you will, to that lesson text, Daniel chapter 3. We're going to be dealing with these verses this morning, a very familiar story. And I thought it would be fitting to give us some assurance of the power of the Almighty God. Look at verse number 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. Verse number 18. But if not, I could underline that. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. You all know the story of these three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. You might also know them by these names, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. Still talking about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They didn't sell themselves short when it came to bowing down to the golden image. King Nebuchadnezzar had built an image, stood about 90 feet tall, made out of solid gold. And the king said, whenever you hear these instruments sound, I want you to fall down and worship me. Well, when those instruments began to sound, the people in the little town began to bow down. Let me share something with you this morning. You don't worry about what the world is doing. As long as you know you are serving and your service is to Almighty God, you don't have a thing to worry about. Even if you have to stand by yourself, you stand on for the Lord. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not bow down. Let me tell you something. When you stand for truth, folk will tell on you. When you stand for what is right, somebody will run back and tell on you every time. You know, they went and told the king. Those three Hebrew boys down there, they did not bow down. The king said, I want you to bring them here. Bring them before me. He said, I'm going to give them another chance. But they've got to know, they've got to bow down. And if they don't bow down, I've got a strong penalty for them. You know, I'm so glad that these three young boys had something inside of them. Church, you've got to have something inside of you. So when Satan comes your way, if it's not inside of you, when Satan gets there, you won't be able to stand. You'll be like everybody else. You'll try to be like the world. So we see Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They stood upon something. Not only did they stand upon something, they stood for something. They stood for the Lord. You can see in verse number 17, it says, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able. Thus the title of this lesson this morning. God is able to save a sin-sick soul this morning. He's able to handle your problems and my problems this morning. We serve a God, an able God. Not only must we know that he is able, but you first got to know that he belongs to you. You got to have him for yourself. Mama can't know him for you. Daddy can't know him for you. You've got to know the Lord for yourself. Young folk, I've heard different ones say, well, I came to church because mama or daddy made me come. But you got to remember now, you've got a soul that must be saved. You've got a responsibility to God, each and every one of us. Well, I'm just here because they made me come. But you know what? One of these days, you could be wishing for just one more time to be in the house of the Lord. One of these days, you may be saying and praying for one more chance to sing praises to Almighty God. You got to know God. You got to have a relationship with Him. It's good to come to church on Sunday morning. I'm looking forward to the time when we can get back to our regular schedule in the evening and on Wednesday. But for the time being, we should all be ready to come out on Sunday morning. Because you don't want to miss out on what God has for you. That's why saints have to come together. We need to come together to spur one another on. But you know, that shouldn't have to be any spurring on. When you realize that God took care of you the night before, woke you up that morning, started you on your way, food on your table, clothing on your back, money in your account so you can pay your bills, shouldn't be any sparing going on. We should look forward and be ready to come to church when time comes. You know, some say, well, Brother Baldwin, I don't have all that I want. You may not have all that you want, but the Lord knows just how much you need. Are you a good steward over what He's already given you? So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, we know God. We stand for God. Now, these three young men were able to stand up for God in the midst of everybody else bowing down. Listen to what they said in verse 17. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us, meaning we serve a God who is able to perform when needed. When we look at the ableness of God, we look at how He made this creation. We look at how He was able to speak. Things began to happen. We see where He said, let there be light. And there was light. We see where He took the stars and flung them up in the sky and the moon. And we see where everything was good. As a matter of fact, the Bible later on says it was very good. When He led Moses, when He had Moses lead the children of Israel out of Egypt, Pharaoh had them backed up against the Red Sea. God said, Moses, stand still and see the salvation of God. When old Daniel was in the lion's den, God closed the mouths of those lions. He took care of him. God is able. Got to trust in God. No matter what comes our way, bottom line, trust in God. In the book of Hebrews, the chapter 7, the verses 25, it says, He's able to save us to the utmost. He tells us that if we want to be saved, God has and will provide a way for us. God's Son came to this earth, died on the cross for you and for me, for your sins and for my sins. God is able. He didn't have to do it, but He did it anyhow. He didn't have to send His only begotten Son to this world to die that cruel death, but He did it anyhow. Jesus didn't have to die on that cross, But he did it anyhow. He didn't have to go into that borrowed tomb, but he did it anyhow. And I'm so glad that he is able. Because early one Sunday morning, he showed them how able he was. Early that Sunday morning, before the dew was off of the grass, before the birds composed their morning song, God got Jesus up out of that grave. Jesus stepped out of the grave. He said, "All power, not some power, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." He shed his blood for the church, where we could be saved. His church, the church of Christ, his church. Well, what else did he do? Not only is he able to save us, but he's able to keep that which we have committed unto him. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and the verses 12, it says, 12, "For which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed." I'm going to pause right here for a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, we cannot be ashamed of Jesus Christ. We've got to stand up for Jesus. Wherever you go, in your school, or on the job, in your home, at the gym, if they ever open it again, be ready to stand. In your neighborhood, stand up for Jesus. Let them know whose side you are on. Don't be ashamed to let the world know. "Nevertheless, for I know whom I have believed." How many people actually know the Lord? If you don't know the Lord, when those storms of life come your way, notice I said when, not if, when they come your way, if you don't really know the Lord, you let go of the Lord. When hard times and pressures come your way, you've got to know him. You've got to know him for yourself. He says, "For I know in whom I have believed." And not only do I know him, he says, which simply means you've got to know that you know that you know that everything is going to be all right. Because some say, "Well, I go over there because my family went over there for church." Then do you know the Lord for yourself? I'm going to share something with you here. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, God will take you through some things so that you will get an opportunity. You will have a chance to get to know God. When you recognize, "I've got to know God for myself, because one day I'm going to stand before him by myself." And you know, when you make it through these storms of life, when you get on the other side and you look back and you say, "Well, you know, I thought I knew the Lord, but now." You know, I can hear Job praying when he was just thankful for everything that he had. And in the midst of life, the spur of the moment, everything that he had was gone. That's why we can't get comfortable with material things. We can't get comfortable with worldly things, because you can lose everything. Job said, "I lost everything. I went down to nothing. My wife turned her back on me. My friends walked out. They thought I had done something wrong. I even had to question God myself. Why am I going through all of this?" We got to remember, sometimes bad things happen to good people. So don't let your faith be shaken. Don't lose hope. So at the end of that chapter, Job said, at first I had only heard about the Lord, but now that I've gone through all these bad times, I know the Lord will make a way for me. You know, when we go through bad health, when we go through sickness, financial difficulties, when we go through marital problems and children and things are just not working out, God is still in control. When you're feeling all burdened down, you don't know how it's going to work out, turn it over to the Lord. Be like those three Hebrew boys. They said, I know the Lord. I am persuaded. You'll be like Job. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Folks, that's a testimony, if I ever heard one. How many will hang in there when you've been knocked down to your knees? Will you still love the Lord? Job said, I lost everything. Everything that was important to me. But Job still fell down and worshiped God. Recognize God is able. When you give your life over to Christ, just like he said, if you live faithful, this is Revelation 2, verse 10. I want you to hear something as he talks to us. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. You know, just because we are in the body of Christ doesn't mean that we're not going to be suffering as well. Suffering is still going to come our way. But he tells us, don't be afraid of what might happen down the road. And folks, we don't know what we're going to be facing down the road, but we trust in God. Further, he says, behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, and you shall be tried, and you shall have tribulation 10 days. I'm glad he put a number on it, but actually that 10 days just means it's not going to last forever. We got to be ready. Some folk want to give up too soon. Some feel like, well, I just can't go on any further. But I want to tell you this morning, the Lord knows how much you can bear. Well, Brother Baldwin, I just can't go any further. Yes, you can. You can go further with God. He's able. We've got to recognize we might not be able, but God is able. To finish that verse in Revelation 2, verse 10, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. Can you imagine getting a crown of life? So while we're trying to figure things out, God has already got it worked out. All we've got to do is follow his plan. He is able. He doesn't take the load from you, but he'll make your burdens a little bit lighter. He gets under the load. He'll help you. He says, you've got to be faithful. You've got to hang in there when you don't want to hang in there. You've got to come on out to worship service when you don't want to come on out to worship service. Some say, you know, sure is hard getting up out of that bed some Sunday mornings, especially in the winter, and coming out to service. But you got to know, you know, God has been taking care of you all this time. You know, we got to be faithful and we got to serve the Lord. And I wouldn't want to miss, because as I said before, you don't know what God has in store for you. Be thou faithful unto death. And he says something else when we look at Daniel chapter 3 and the verses 18. He says, but if not, he will make a way. He will answer. He may not answer the way you want him to, but if not. Well, Brother Baldwin, the Lord must have forgotten my address, because when he came by to bless everybody else, he skipped right over me. But if not. Brother Baldwin, I've been sick for a mighty long time. Things are not going well. But if not, I want to let you know some if not days are coming to everybody. If not. If I get the word and it's not the word that I wanted, to hear, I've got to know that God is still able. Well, what do you mean? He is able. Brother Baldwin, it wasn't the news that I wanted to hear. That's when you've got to learn to depend on the Lord. When I hear Paul say, there was given me a thorn in my flesh, and I called on three times, and he came back, and he answered, my grace. Whatever you're going through, it will equip you to get through it. Why? Because he said, my grace. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm sure glad he said, my grace is sufficient. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. It was that amazing grace that saved a wretch like me. He's still able. And I'm so glad the story didn't end right there. Those three Hebrew boys, they said, we're still not going to bow down to the king. They're going to stand up for Jesus. You know, we serve a God that is able. They tell me that that king was so angry with those three boys. He had them bound up. He made the furnace seven times hotter than it would normally be. It was so hot that the men who threw them in the furnace, they got burned themselves. That's how hot it was. But he will be with you when you are in the fire. The Bible tells us they were bound when they were thrown into the furnace. But once they got in that furnace, those things fell off of them. Those things that had been holding on to them and holding them down, they broke loose. The Bible also tells me that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were walking around in the fiery furnace. So that shows you, if you just hold on to God's unchanging hand, he'll make your problems a little bit lighter. He'll make your burdens a little more bearable. Got to trust in God. But those three Hebrew boys got to walking around in that furnace. The old king was so angry with them, he just wanted to burn them up right quick. He got nosy. He got up to peep into the furnace to see what was going on. The king said, I see Shadrach. I see Meshach. I see Abednego. But I see somebody else that looks like the Son of God. He'll get in there. He'll get in there with you. He'll put the fire out. When I look at God and his ableness, think about Ephesians chapter 3 and verse is 20. And I want to leave you with this. It says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. So we see God can make a way. He can make a way out of no way. He's able, still in control. But Brother Baldwin, it didn't work out the way I thought. Don't worry. God's got you. He's still in control. All things work together for good to those who love the Lord and are called to his purpose. He's all right. God is able. God, not only is he able, he's more than able. He's available also. We serve a God that when storms blow our way, ask the Lord, why me? What did I do? God is able. Listen to him. He may be trying to tell you something. We may leave God, but he'll never leave us. So today, he left us a way to get to where he is. We call it the plan of salvation. That's where you hear the gospel. Believe it with all of your heart. Repent of your sins. Confess Christ to be the Son of God. Accept him in baptism. That's how you get into the body of Christ. If you are already a member of the body, but have strayed away, you've been unfaithful, you've done things you know you should not have done, why don't you come back? Come back, be restored to the body of Christ today. And so, while truth, love, and mercy linger, make that choice for Jesus while together we stand and sing.
Jesus is standing in highest awe. Friendless, forsaken, betrayed by all. Hearken what meaneth the sudden fall. What will you do with Jesus? What will you do with Jesus, my friend? Do joy you cannot be.
Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us the opportunity to be here today. Let's continue to pray for the sick and the shut-in. And also, let's try to encourage some people in the community who needs our support. We know our God gives hope to the hopeless. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.